This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's jump in right away with our friend, epidemiologist, known worldwide, and loyal to us for close to 20 years, Dr. Michael Osterholm is here. As always, I encourage you to send potential questions for Dr. Osterholm. Send them to 651-461-9226. Always a pleasure, sir. Last week, we talked about when you thought we might peak here in Minnesota. It was fairly close to the Mayo Clinic model. So it's a week later. Where are we at, in your view, on peaking with Omicron and when we will see a dramatic fall, a dramatic slowing, and the positive cases will be very different in our state from where they are now?
Well, we are on track right now here in the Twin Cities as we kind of really maxed out last week. And I think that, we will continue to see cases drop here. We have a number of areas in greater Minnesota where case numbers are still increasing. And I think we're really a week to 10 days off from those numbers starting to decrease. And I think the real challenge we're going to have is that when these case numbers come down, they will come down a lot from where they were at their peak, but they're not going to go back to a baseline, of very low levels. We're already seeing, for example, in South Africa today, case numbers are still 12 to 15 times higher than they were before Omicron came in. When you look in the United Kingdom, we actually have seen case numbers not only stop dropping, but level off and start going back up again at lower levels than the big peaks. But so, this tail, as we see it after the big peak, is still really unclear yet. But I want to make sure people don't think that suddenly this virus is just going to go away.
I want to talk boosters, and I was dismayed to see a version of the story a couple times, where right now, with so many people eligible for the booster and have been for months and months, that just 40% of Americans eligible are fully boosted when the availability is out there. And the data, Mike, as you know better than I, is crystal clear about your chances to avoid Omicron, or much more importantly, to avoid hospitalizations, illnesses, and death. So when you see that we're only at 40%, what strikes you about that?
Well, it's hard to see. It's very hard to see. This is one of those cases where there is nothing virtually in medicine that is equivalent to what we're seeing right now with people who are fully vaccinated with a booster, that booster dose, that third dose. CDC put out data on Friday showing across all ages, there is a 99% reduction in the number of people who die from COVID for those who are vaccinated versus those who are not. 99%. Chad, find me another thing in medicine that gives us that kind of a result. And so the data are compelling. They are surely current, and they are all about whoever you are, whether you are, in agreement or not with what's going on in terms of COVID prevention. But the bottom line is, this is really, really an important tool that can save your life.
I want to get your thoughts on Pfizer and the test they're rolling out specifically for Omicron, right? And you just talked about the unbelievably better chances if you're fully boosted. And obviously, this includes Omicron with severe illnesses. So I'm fully boosted. I'm a Pfizer person. What should my curiosity level be with Omicron and this test, with you saying that Omicron and its peak is dropping off, that we don't know about the tail, but that it is dropping significantly over the next few weeks?
Yep. Well, first of all, I don't support that the companies themselves go off on their own and make decisions about what vaccines we need. You know, there's nothing else that we do in all of public health, including our annual influenza vaccinations, where a company just gets to decide that. That should really be decided by international experts. For flu, for example, each year the World Health Organization brings together experts from around the world to make a decision what will go into that flu vaccine for that particular winter. And so some of us have really urged that the World Health Organization, the FDA, the EMA, which is the European European FDA, basically come together and let them drive what the decision-making and let the companies respond accordingly. I think there are some real concerns about actually having an Omicron-specific variant vaccine. And the reason I say that is because if you look at over time, what's happened is every one of these new variants have actually emerged from the ancestral virus, meaning it wasn't like we had the virus and it became Alpha, and then with more changes it became Delta, and with more changes it became Omicron. Every one of these originated all on their own from the very beginning virus that was in Wuhan. Okay. And so there is something to be said about these ancestral virus vaccines, like we're seeing right now, because all of the vaccine we're seeing is the same one that came from the ancestor virus in Wuhan. So I think at this point it's too early to even begin supporting an Omicron-specific vaccine as being better. What will it do against a brand-new variant that arises in the future, which surely is likely to happen? Will that even have as good a protection as the original vaccine did? And it very well may not. So I think that, you know, the companies may be out there on a public relations kind of approach, but I think in public health we need to take over the narrative about who and what a vaccine should look like, and I think that will happen soon.
Dr. Michael Osterholm is with us. Chad Hartman here with you on CISO. So let me tie these last two questions together with your specific points there about the role Pfizer's playing and the booster. Some of the folks who were first eligible to be boosted, Mike, we're now at 4 months. We're at 5 months. And we know with our initial shots that the immunity was waning around 6 months or so. And that's why, you know, the boosting conversation came up. You advocated it, and I'm one of the group that was vaccinated. How confident should people feel about their booster once they get to 6, 7, and 8 months?
Well, I think at this point, we have to be honest and say we don't know. Obviously, until you get to those 6, 7, and 8 months time periods in the study, are people having breakthrough infections or not? You can't say. What we can say is that up until 5 to 6 months, the data are very strong and compelling that these third dose booster vaccines are really working very well. And that's the numbers I just gave you a moment ago for the protection, 99% protection against death across all ages. And so clearly, you know, we have to get to the public the information about a need for an additional booster, so be it. The Israelis have already decided to do that. We're still looking very carefully at their data. But I think it's really important to understand that when the third dose did become an apparent need, we spoke up right away. I mean, you heard me and others saying, yes, we need it. I'm saying right now, I don't think the data are there to support that fourth dose for everybody yet, but that that could change over time. And we'll just look and see and communicate to the public as completely and as quickly as we can about is that needed or not. I do worry that as you get more and more of these booster doses needed, people are just going to, you know, not get them. I mean, you already talked about how many people had not gotten the vaccine as a third dose booster, which we know can be helpful. I think you're going to do a fourth dose. And so I think one of the things we also have to look at is just what practically can we do to reach these people.
I want to get your reaction to the you involved with the first clinical trial in the U.S. involving ivermectin. And the U has been very proficient in these areas with COVID. We've had multiple guests on the show about it. And the two of us have talked about ivermectin. And you have pushed back at individuals suggesting that ivermectin in any way compares or equates with vaccines. For the folks, Mike, who have believed in ivermectin, who may have used it themselves or they trust others, and they see that this is the first clinical trial in the U.S. on the success or failure of ivermectin, should they feel like, wait, why are we doing this now? Why didn't this take place sooner?
Yeah, you know, let's clarify this issue. First of all, there have been a number of trials of ivermectin use, okay? And there have actually been some in the United States that were not part of this formal trial process, but that institutions and organizations have looked at the outcome of ivermectin use among their patients. So this isn't quite as novel as I think it's being made out to be. You know, I think it's a very good thing. I'm very supportive of you doing this. I think this one is really should be the nail in the coffin on what information we have and don't have about how ivermectin works or doesn't work. I'm anxiously awaiting the results. But if you look at the body of data that has been put together by studies around the world, including some initial studies here, that's where there was found to be no benefit from ivermectin, and the concern was the toxicity that can occur with its use. So, you know, I don't think anything we're doing right now at the U is inconsistent with just really getting good science and really nailing down just what we know and don't know about ivermectin. But this is not the first trial in the world to look at this.
Let me tie this one, because this is very specific, but I think people will be curious. Talking about a child, 10 years old, who is vaccinated and has tested positive twice in the last 2 months. Not boosted yet, but vaccinated and twice positive in such a short period of time. What do you say to this individual?
Well, first of all, I'd talk to his parents, not the 10-year-old, okay? That'd probably be more effective.
Right.
I think that the challenge here is that is this the same infection that occurred initially that resulted in the first positive? And then is this just that residual virus that's present? We've talked about that time and time again, that one of the challenges with PCR testing is once you are positive, you can remain positive for weeks afterwards. And so that doesn't tell you, though, anything about, you know, how infectious are you? Could it even be a new infection? It's very unlikely that this is a second infection unless this person was severely immune compromised. But it surely could reflect an ongoing, basically, excretion or presence of viral debris from the original virus infection. Did this individual have a second illness that was associated in time with the second positive sample?
I don't see in the text, it doesn't point that out.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that's an important point. You know, surely I believe it's possible you could be reinfected with Omicron relative to having a previous infection. So it's not that it's impossible in 2 months necessarily to have a new infection. I think it's unlikely. And one of the things I'd want to look at carefully is just, is this based on what we call cycle thresholds? How positive is that sample for PCR? Is this likely just a basically residual viral activity or debris in the individual that you're picking up and not real a new infection?
Mike, always a pleasure. Great information.
Thank you, sir.
We'll look forward to the conversation next Wednesday, and stay healthy, sir.
You're on. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Michael Osterholm with us. We believe journalist extraordinaire Adam Carter will join us in a matter of moments. He was besmirching my character on a phone message last night. I would like to address that. But, Dan, we never know if he's available, right?
I mean, he's a very busy guy.
He's hobnobbing with the downtown celebrities, so maybe he'll join us. If not, I will take him on in his absence and offer up cheap shots. I want to tell you about something that is not a cheap shot, a great piece of advice from my friends with K&S Heating and Air. They started in 1989, tens of thousands of customers, thousands of repeat customers. Hello, I am one of them. How about the opportunity to get a new Lennox high-efficiency furnace completely installed, by the way, not just dropped off of the door like Adam would do, completely installed for $2,995. They're ahead of it. They have the supplies there when so many other people are short. How do they offer up this great deal? By purchasing a matching, outstanding Lennox air conditioner. Deal of the year. What are you waiting for? Call them, 952-697-4328, or online, ksheating.com. It would have been Eddie Van Halen's birthday. We're playing Van Halen today.
You're correct.
This one's overrated, though.
You're correct. It was 67.
67. You guys with me? Maybe, you know, maybe it's just overrated to me because so many times in the NBA, la-di-da calling games, when there was a jump ball, Adam, guess what song they'd play? Ready for it.
Whoa.
Jump.
By the way, but on that note, the other night, bravo to the in-game production staff at the old XL Energy Center. When the Wild got up 5-1, I thought about, oh, you know, there's a Doors song, 5-1. Next stoppage, 5-1. Very good.
Nice.
Very good.
That is good. And we've also pointed this out before, and two of us are completely in the tank for Curb Your Enthusiasm, but playing the Curb music when there's a stoppage in play for replay review does not work. What works is the music from a show that's on right now, not ours. Commons intermission music works perfectly. Go back to it. The Curb music does not work. So I called you yesterday. Do you know why I called you yesterday?
I don't.
No, you don't. Could have been, what if I was in my car and I was drowning in a lake? What if I had important news that I wanted to share with you? I needed to ask you an important question. You did not know. Dan, he calls me back later, you know, well, on his time, Adam time.
Yeah.
Adam time. You know, you call him and it's, I'm not talking to him. You know, he's got to watch, you know, another episode of whatever porn that he's watching with his children nearby. And he calls me back and he lectures me again on my voicemail. My voicemail has my number on it. It's just the automatic one, you know. You've reached 763-421, blah, 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 blah. It was like a 5-minute lecture how awful this is. And who do I think I am? And this is disgusting.
Who do you think you are?
And basically, I think he wished death to me. Well, if you call his, you know what it says? Hi, it's Adam Carter. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks so much.
Which is a lie.
Such disingenuous,
yeah,
bottom feeding material.
Complete lie.
First of all, wait a minute here. First of all, I missed
bottom feeder.
I genuinely missed your call. I didn't see it. And when I called you, it went right to voicemail, meaning you totally screened my call.
No, I did not.
Oh,
I did not.
BS.
You went, I would brag about it if I did.
Right to it.
You know,
at least I gave the impression that I missed your call and let it go the full 8 rings before it went to voicemail. But how tough is it to record your own damn voicemail?
I'm very busy.
Oh, come on.
Very, very busy.
You don't want people
it's
to know
better
it's you.
Than
I'm
your
a,
phony.
I'm a radio personality. I can't.
Don't look me in the eye. It's better than yours. Yours is so fraudulent.
If I say I'm sorry I missed your call, that's a lie.
Exactly.
I'll return your call as soon as possible. That's a lie. So you're right. I mean, you've exposed, but at least I've put
total
the effort
lie.
In.
No, Dan, you don't get any credit for the effort if you're a fraud, right? I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, no, you do get credit for the effort. It's just completely canceled out and more so by the fraudulent.
I'll tell you what. I'll re-record mine saying, you know, I don't really like talking on the phone, so I probably screened your call, so I don't know if you'll hear from me again. But go ahead and leave
that's
a
what
message.
It should be.
Go ahead and leave a message that I won't even listen to. I'll wait to get transcribed to
don't
me.
Don't tell
them
to go ahead and leave a message. Say it's probably best you don't leave a message because I'm not going to listen to it anyway.
I love that feature by when they transcribe. Now we can't, as a people, we can't even hear voices. It's upsetting so much. Just to transcribe it for us.
It's for people like you, grumpy people like you. God, what are they saying in these meetings? Let's talk this out. Here's what you say. Hi, it's Adam Carter.
Workshop. I think workshop.
Yeah, workshop.
Workshop. That's it. Yeah. Thank you. Hi, it's Adam Carter. Let's be honest. I don't know what kind of mood I'm in right now. And, You know, if you know me, you
so much wine I've had.
Plus, I love my red wine, so I could be in a better mood now, or I could be grumpy. Why are you calling me? Make it good. By the way, I'm not going to listen to this.
Yes.
I'm just going to read whatever it says.
Yeah.
Don't call me again. Lose my number.
Lose my number.
If you don't want to do your own voicemail, Chad, you know who I bet would do it? I bet we could get Jack Nicklaus to record something for you and put it on.
If I could get that.
Jack Nicklaus do mine.
I'd love to do that, but the occasional medical issue involving Quentin.
I thought I had the wrong number.
Yes.
I said, well, I've got the cure
to Dirk 1A, but apparently I can't leave it right here. Oh, my God.
Hey, one other thing we should mention, by the way.
Yes.
Halfway point of the show. It's Wolves Wednesday. We've got a four-pack of tickets for the February 1st game versus the Nuggets to give away at some point during the show. So folks keep listening. And when they hear the Chris Tubbs howl, they know to call in.
Oh. In fact, my boy has just texted me, the greatest human on planet Earth, Quentin. The lads are bowling today.
Mm. Nice.
His form is excellent.
Oh.
Checking it out. He's got a little Adam in him because he just got a strike and he's celebrating.
Yes. No, I wouldn't have a strike. Celebrating. I wouldn't have a strike. I'm terrible bowler.
Strike was in the sixth frame. And then what do you think his celebratory drink was? And I don't want to hear from you. You're like a 7-7 or something like that.
Well, back in the day, the old bowling alley, you know, might be an option. Now, I'm guessing.
What's his go-to pop? What do you think it is?
Sprite.
Good guess. Dan?
Something orange.
Root beer, baby.
Root beer, nice.
Solid, yeah.
He loves the root beer.
Oh, but, you know, when I think of bowling in school, we used to go down to Wells Fargo Lanes. And this is for bowling class. The bus would take us down there, and it would be a bunch of high school kids and the day drinkers at the Wells Fargo Lounge, which was the place was full of smoke, cigarette smoke.
Oh.
But they had the old school vending machine where you could get a soda, you know, and the cup would come down. And it would fill with that great ice, like the little balls of ice.
Chunks.
And you'd get the fountain soda there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yep. Awesome.
That's when America was America.
Right. Kids, you know, you might be kids sneaking a cigarette, you know, bowling.
In fourth grade, you know.
Yes. That'd be good. Johnny, put down the marbs. You're up. You got a turkey on the line here.
Exactly. It's a great, by the way, sports phrase. Three strikes in a row, a turkey.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent phrase. All right. Go back to your job.
I'll call you later.
Call me later. Yeah, I bet. Playing Politics with John Rash and Pat Lopez is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.